think it was 34 and I'm not sure exactly. Yeah. Yeah, so I think definitely is really prepared me for the next level. We do a lot of, you know, like you said, pro style and stuff that I'm going to see in the NFL. So I think my coaches did a really good job, you know, preparing me for that.
Florida State tight end, Nick O'Leary, podium C.
Can you talk about how you, not how you struggle, but how you would deal with shorter pass rushes like Elvis Dumerville, these type of guys?
Yeah, it's definitely tough. I feel like, you know, personally, I'm a knee bender, so that'll help me. And, you know, I have long, pretty long arms, so I just try to use that to my advantage. Yeah, it was pretty tough. You know, my dad kind of had a rule. He didn't want me or any of my brothers to play just because he knew everything with the injuries and stuff like that. But, you know, once I started playing, you know, I just fell in love with the game, so I was glad. I'm not sure about that, but you know, I think that could be true. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's really obviously really proud, and you know, he's given me a lot of advice and stuff like that to prepare me, just because he's been there and he's been where I want to go, so he's really helping me out. I'd say Anthony Barr was the, you know, the hardest pass rusher that I went against. And my own teammate, Trent Murphy, was, you know, real tough to deal with in practice. Just his athleticism, you know, his get off, and he's just a really good player. Yeah, he's definitely, I'd say he's the toughest football player that I've, you know, played against. And you know, just his tenacity and his work ethic really helped him out on the field. And he was always, you know, tough to go against in one-on-ones and, you know, any time in practice. Yeah, I mean, I beg to differ on that, but I feel like, you know, I'm a tough player. I mean, I don't know what to say to that. I just go out there and play. Play as hard as I can.
Jason Garrett, podium A. Dallas Cowboys head coach.
Yeah, I definitely could. You know, I played right tackle in high school a little bit, and then in college I played all left tackle. But I've been working since the season was over in a right-handed stance too, just to prepare myself for both. If that's what my coach asked me to do, I'm sure I could do it. I've never played guard, but my father played guard in the NFL, so hopefully if that would happen, I'd get some advice from him on the position. Yeah, I've rooted for the Cardinals and Raiders, which were the teams that you know, my dad played for. So when I was younger, it was always my dream to play for one of those teams, just to, you know, kind of follow in his footsteps. Yeah, I say there's been a great culture of offensive linemen there. Guys like David DeCastro and Cameron Fleming and David Yankee. So, I mean, just the work ethic and the toughness that they bring, and I really learned a lot from them and tried to, you know, do what they did. Yes. Yeah, I talk to all those guys, and you know, he's saying a lot of good things, and he's enjoying it. So, yeah. I haven't met with them yet, and I'm not sure if I am or not. No, I haven't. Yeah, I met with a coach from the Browns. Offensive line coach is informal. Not yet. Yeah, I say definitely. That's a team that I've always liked, so it'd be great to meet the coaching staff.
Championships,
Yeah, yeah, it was definitely a good trip. My dad, being an alumni from there, allowed me to kind of see the facility and everything. It was really great, being able to do that. Yeah, I'd say I did a little bit, yeah. I'd say definitely just my upper body strength is something that I want to work on, and just refining some technique in my pass pro too. Not really sure. Yeah.
What kind of player do you want? Coaches, scouts,
scouts. Yeah, I just want him to see a tough player. Smart, student of the game, and a guy that's gonna work. So. Yeah. Yeah, I definitely like Tyron Smith from the Cowboys and Jake Long. Those are two guys that I've watched film on and like. I haven't yet, no. Yeah, I've seen him around campus sometimes.
Thank you.
Yeah.